When we recorded this song, there was so much excitement because we could hear this song has something special. Hi, this is Robbie Jansen. I'm one of the original saxophone players on Manenberg Is Where It's Happening by Abdullah Ibrahim.
Manenberg, it's our story.
My name is Abdullah Ibrahim.
Manenberg opened up this whole doorway, catapulted a lot of musicians' minds into where it was really happening.
Monty Weber is late. Basil Kutsia is late. Morris Goldberg lives in New York. Paul Michaels is here, the bass player. It was like magic. We were consumed by it.
He grew up in Kensington,
which was the northern boundary of the city of Cape Town, and beyond 6th Avenue Kensington was the squatter camp known as Windermere. And he heard Marabi, and he heard carnival music. And Abdullah Ibrahim comes out of that. I mean, his name is Adolf Brandt, but he grew up in this cusp. So he was steeped in that, the way people like myself were steeped in the District 6 sounds.
I had the experience of playing dance bands here. African dance bands like the Tuxedo Stickers. We played Khoza, Bakanga. Yeah, on the other hand, I also played this colored dance band, Waltzes of Quick Steps.
This song, we come in every morning for 8 mornings to record with Abdullah. And we had a lot of exciting recordings. But that day was the most. That song, he just introduced it on the piano. And the piano had like a strange sound. There were thumbtacks in the hammers, you know? So it had a metallic sound. And it was a small piano, a small upright. And he played and he was amused, Abdullah. And then he played it and then he said, hey, play with me. And then we played along with him and that's how the song got born.
I knew him as a young man who was prepared to starve with a pint of milk and a loaf of bread over the weekend to make a composition. And he phoned me Monday morning and said, hear this. While we were having fun bebopping with the girls and so, he was like very intense. And it paid off and he put us on the map. And he's our Duke Ellington. And in fact, I think he contributed to the jazz genre seriously.
But jazz music is... because actually what you do is you strive for perfection.
This thing was not played on radio. You know, those days, SABC, they never played our music on the radio. But the co-producer with Abdullah was a guy called Rashid Wali. And he has a shop in Joburg called Kohinoor Store. And he plays it at his record bar. He's got loudspeakers outside. And people come in and say, hey, we want that record. And they bought that like hotcakes. And it's sold under different names, like Cape Fringe, and also the solo of Basil. Manenberg could see he got the name also because living in Manenberg and of the popularity of the record. Abdullah transcribed the solo of Basil, and he let a big band in America play this, the whole solo. It became quite big.
For me, his biggest achievement was going to New York and making New Yorkers play our music.
Myself, I've been playing in bands all my life. That time, Abdullah didn't play much of that, because he has other more major works. And to him, Manenberg wasn't all that important.
Basil Kutsi and Robbie Jansen played it like hell in Cape Town. It was the 70s. It was a time of student uprising. It became the time of black consciousness. Township kids were getting to know each other as township kids, not as coloreds and blacks anymore. When Baltimore and Langa kids were forming student organizations, there was a whole youth revolution going on. And so therefore they shared a culture.
That thing was like our identity. It was also we are colored guys, myself and Basil. That was our way also of showing our solidarity with our fellow South Africans. This is all of us in the same bag, so there's no colored and black and pink and white. It was a statement of that, of our togetherness in the struggle for freedom.
Manenberg became one of those things. We hit the party with that, there we go.
People in power now, in government, all those people used to dance to Manenberg. They all know me through that song. Me and Basil and the rest of us, you know.
And good for Manenberg. Good for the struggle. Good for Abdullah Ibrahim.